This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive with other listeners there, and you can join the on-air call-in line rooms, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. That includes me, Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Of course, you can bring up anything, but we're talking about drug reform and criminal justice reform also on a wider topic. But
government control.
Yeah.
Let's call it that. Nobody wants to take your government away. We just want to have some common sense government control.
Well, I think nobody does want to take the government away.
I would. Well, that's what I said. Nobody wants to take it away.
So we were talking about a lady who was set free from prison. Her sentence was commuted after 22 years behind bars. Her name, Alice Marie Johnson. She got a mention last night during the speech prior to Donald Trump. His daughter spoke to introduce him, and she was trying to position him as this reformer for criminal justice and cited this lady as an example because Trump, I guess, commuted her sentence back in 2018. And she was a cocaine trafficker, allegedly, and she was in prison for that.
It sounds like she was a girl who got caught up with cocaine trafficking.
They always suffer
the worst because they don't have anybody to sell out.
Right.
They don't know anything.
It was her first time conviction, and she got a life sentence with no parole.
Wow.
So she was there for 20 plus years. So Trump set her free, and you know, kudos to him for that.
Kudos.
But as you pointed out, nobody in the last hour, what he didn't do was pardon thousands more who are just like her, who could be doing something productive right now outside of a prison cell, but instead to send a message, which never works. They've been set behind bars for decades.
Well, they did send a message, and the message they sent was, Black lives don't matter. Stoner lives don't matter. Hippie lives don't matter. That's the message that they sent. You don't matter. You are crap.
Yeah, it's like winning a lottery ticket, basically.
You mean she won the lottery ticket?
Yes, she did.
Now, they do mention here in this story, and this is Fox News reporting on this, about the First Step Act, which came 6 months...
Every year a turkey gets a pardon.
Yeah. It came 6 months after commuting her sentence. We talked about this when it happened because it was some level of criminal justice reform, but as its title suggests, it is just the babiest of baby steps. It's called the First Step Act. There's very little that it does of any significance. However, for some people, it has had an effect. It points out here that the law gives federal judges more leeway when sentencing some drug offenders and boosts prisoner rehabilitation efforts. It also reduces life sentences for some drug offenders with three convictions or three strikes to 25 years. Another provision of the legislation allowed about 2,600 federal prisoners sentenced for crack cocaine offenses before August of 2010 the opportunity to petition for a reduced penalty. So, again, these aren't, like, the best reforms out there. It's not
no
something...
No Ron Paul.
Is this the national or is this...
This is federal.
This is federal. You know, what they need to do is to suspend the fair sentencing guidelines. Those are the laws that basically say you have to sentence...
The minimum sentence.
Well, it's called the fair sentencing minimums, guidelines.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it basically sets a minimum that a judge can basically, send out minimum for the crime, basically.
And look,
and the circumstances of that crime.
Judges hate defendants. They have to, or they couldn't continue to do their jobs.
Mm.
So, because they're ruining their lives every day. So if a judge thinks you don't belong in prison, you probably are due for a sainthood. You know, you have to be an extraordinary person if a judge doesn't think that you should be in prison. Because the judges think we should all be in prison.
That's their job, right? Yeah.
Yes. That's their job. Put as many people in prison as possible. Because that's the plantation.
But there have been times where judges have bemoaned mandatory minimum. And they've said they wish they could sentence somebody less. But my hands are tied by these mandatory minimums.
And so, the real people who get upset are the really good defense attorneys know how to pay off the judge, but if you can't pay off you can't pay off the judge if there's a mandatory minimum, and you can, but
they can't do anything about it. So to whatever extent the First Step Act does give judges more leeway when sentencing some drug offenders, then good for that. I'm glad to hear that that's happening. The law also incentivizes prisoners to participate in programs designed to reduce the risk of recidivism, with the reward of getting an earlier release to either home confinement or a halfway house to complete their sentence. That provision, however, is not available to offenders who are convicted of violent firearms offenses, sexual exploitation of children, or high-level heroin and fentanyl dealing. The bill also expands eligibility for elderly or terminally ill prisoners to secure a compassionate release. So, again, it is just a first step. It would have been nice to have just, you know, wiped out all the convictions for all nonviolent drug offenders overnight, but unfortunately this is the government we're talking about, and they generally don't change that fast.
Well, Mr. Trump, as a candidate for governor, let me tell you what a non-milquetoast candidate is going to do, a candidate who stands up for his people. When I take office in New Hampshire as governor, if I do, which I may,
it's possible,
I will pardon every non-victim crime, every victimless crime in New Hampshire history. So that means every drug conviction gone, unless you, like, slipped drugs into somebody's drink against their will.
Yeah,
because that has a victim. Every gun conviction gone, unless you actually shot somebody or threatened to shoot somebody, because that has a victim. But just having a gun is not a crime.
Is it every nonviolent crime is what you're saying?
I am saying I'm saying every victimless crime, and the difference between victimless and nonviolent,
and that's why I was wondering,
is trespassing is nonviolent, but it's not necessarily victimless.
Okay, so you would
victimless if the so-called victim is the state, because the state doesn't exist.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, I think you could actually go farther than you're going, even potentially.
I could go farther than I'm going, but A, I have to leave something for my second term, or I'm not going to get reelected.
now the real truth comes out.
Nobody tells the truth in politics, so I have to tell the truth. If I'm not in office, I can't do anything for anybody.
Well, I'll take it.
So. So the other thing that you have to know is, according to the New Hampshire Constitution, I have to have the advice of the executive council.
Mm-hmm.
But that's different from what the U.S. Constitution, for example, gives to the Senate in concern. They get advice and consent.
Mm-hmm.
So my interpretation of that is I have to listen to them, but I don't have to do what they say.
Yeah.
And they may filibuster me. They may be like, you've got to sit in this chair and listen to 30 hours before we're going to say you've listened to it. And I'll do it if I have to.
Yep. You're going to be sitting in the chair signing a lot of pardons, which is well worth the time.
So, absolutely. Yeah. That is a labor of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will
live stream it.
I will do that.
Read every name as you.
I will do that, and maybe
you'll be done after a month.
On the one hand, I want to say just let them walk out of the prison the minute I say their name, because I know how it is when the judges ordered you released.
And it's weeks before you get out. Yeah.
It's days or it's weeks before you get out, and it's like, this is still my life, guys.
Yeah. It's government for you.
But the thing is, I don't know how to do that exactly, because I don't want to make a spectacle out of it. I want to do it.
to shut the prisons down. Most of them are nonviolent, you know, offenders anyway.
Well, most of them, yes.
You're better
but
off.
Not all of
you're,
them.
You're better off and releasing so, everybody, I think, than not. I mean, the people who are actually committing violent offenses will commit violent offenses again, and it's. Not,
I think you're going to have a hard time.
But yeah, no, I think I don't get to throw the
moral,
citizens of New Hampshire
of
as a sacrifice
story,
to these.
The moral of the story, though, is you're better off, you know, having 10 free people go than one innocent person, you know, held even a day.
Guilty people go.
Yeah, whatever the phrase is. Expression.
If somebody's guilty of bad judgment,
I don't care.
And hurting themselves, I don't care.
I don't
if
care.
If somebody's guilty of hurting somebody, you don't.
You're
maybe nobody cares.
You're committing
but nobody
violence
cares
against innocent and peaceful people.
Not innocent.
All right, hold on. 855-450 free like freedom.
Porchette's coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. DINOVITE.com. Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile. You get some Dynavite.
How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, open phones. As always, you're invited here if you want to join us. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we got the latest on the dark net. The underground drug marketplaces continue to be shut down either by the federal gang or be shut down by their own administrators in what is called an exit scam. Right now, it may be too early to say what has happened to Empire Market, which was apparently the largest market out there until, well, they've been shut down over the last few days. We'll tell you more about that.
It's my favorite.
Coming up here in moments with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
It wasn't my favorite, but it was the biggest. And we'll get into the details on what happened there, at least what we do know. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's start out with your favorite Canadian. He is calling in on our Discord server. And by the way, you can join our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Super easy to do. There's a bunch of Free Talk Live listeners hanging out there every single night. Not just at night, but you know, throughout the day, there's a lot of people on Discord. So check that out. It's free. It's discord.lrn.fm. Your favorite Canadian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
I heard you guys talking about the schooling yesterday, and I'm up in the air of sending my kid back to school or not. We have.
Are you scared of the COVID or the school?
No, to be honest, I feel like the COVID is blown out of proportion, right?
Oh yeah,
right.
And I laugh when you guys say that you know the school system's a joke, because it really is, and like I want to laugh, but I'm also terrified because I feel like I don't have the patience to teach my kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. And that sounds bad.
Well, then, he just dropped. I think he lost his data connection. He just dropped out of the room. I hope he'll come back because I do want to continue that conversation. What were you going to say? He's not listening. But.
Well, I mean, what I was going to say back to him was, you know, there's a lot of ways to meet your needs. One thing is there are a lot of people, if there's a subject you're not able to teach yourself, there's somebody who knows how to teach that subject, and for extra money, they'll do that. And
right.
A website where people could coordinate would be great. But basically, in a very small village in the Old West, imagine this, imagine a little house on the prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do they do? 10 parents or 20 parents get together, and they hire one teacher to teach their families.
Or they teach their thing that they can teach, and then somebody else teaches the thing that they can teach,
and
right?
And that's the other thing. You
crowdsource
some cooperative opportunities.
And the homeschooling community has this stuff, right? Like, they've got resources, they've got
right,
groups.
But you've got to reach out to them to find it.
Yeah.
And so I guess what I'm saying is I'm not a homeschooler. That's not true. I'm homeschooling a 30-year-old as a computer programmer.
Okay.
But I'm not homeschooling any children because I don't have any children and I don't want any children.
Right.
But I know it's out there, and so go and find it.
Go get connected with those people.
If you send your children to the enemy to be educated,
brainwashed,
they are going to come back. And they are going
to be
damaged.
They'll be damaged.
Yes. And especially if they're sitting there 6 feet away from the nearest kid, behind plexiglass, like they're some kind of toxic waste.
It's crazy what's going on in the schools right now. But I think the best thing he can do is connect with homeschoolers in wherever he we don't know where in Canada he is, but whatever area in Canada. And just reach out to them and say the same thing you said to us. Say, I'm thinking about sending my kid back to school with the government, and let them explain to you why you shouldn't, and give them the opportunity to show you the resources that are available, because these people have been doing it for decades and they know what, you know, the options are. So that's where I would start, is start with the local homeschool groups and, you know, sit down with them and have a chat and see what you think after you've really digested the options for the next couple of weeks. That's what I would
recommend. I'm not a big fan of the word homeschool. It kind of makes you think of...
How about unschool? Do you like unschool?
Yeah, unschool is better. Because homeschool makes it sound like the parent is, you know, going to be teaching, and
that's that's what they think. Yeah.
It's not necessarily the case, right? Like, there's all sorts of subjects that, you know,
homeschooling and unschooling aren't the same thing, though.
Right.
In homeschooling, I think generally the parent does teach.
Right.
In unschooling, they don't.
In unschooling, it's self-directed learning, so the child decides for themselves what to do.
Even with homeschooling, though, I think there's frequently classes and things that, you know, kids will go and take that are part of a group that's not necessarily, like, the parent.
What the heck?
You know, at
home. Yeah, we got you back here, your favorite Canadian.
Hey.
It sounds like you got disconnected somehow. So what we were recommending that you do is get connected with the local homeschoolers there in your area in Canada.
Sorry, I got cut off there, did I?
I don't know what happened. We did not cut you off. There was some sort of issue that disappeared you from our channel. So where in Canada are you?
I'm just outside of Toronto.
Okay, so I would say get together with start tonight by searching online for homeschooling groups in the Hamilton, Toronto, Ontario area, and you will likely find some number of them. Reach out and start asking them questions, and I bet they will be more than happy to explain why you should keep your kids out of these government schools and the benefits of homeschooling, and answer your questions and your concerns about not being able to do it all yourself, because you don't have to. There are resources out there for you. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah. I actually had one more question, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
How do I find libertarian movements in Canada? Is there...
Do you have a microscope?
Good luck. Yeah, good luck.
Listen, I think it's refreshing, like, the anti-government and the way you guys, like... Sorry, I've never heard of anything libertarian. I've never...
Welcome.
I'll tell you,
a lot of people in the media have worked it hard to keep that way.
Yeah.
Okay, when COVID started, I lost my job. I've been listening to you guys overnight. I've been actually listening to you guys not live, because this is the only time I got to listen to you live.
Right.
But normally I'm listening to your the replay on Texas Station and other states. How do I join a Canadian movement for what you guys are doing?
I know there is a Libertarian Party in Canada, and I suspect like the one in the U.S., they aren't particularly effective or visible, but they are there. I do know that they exist.
Yeah,
so.
But there's another possibility. It depends on your level of commitment and how sure you are, and it also depends on what the Canadian and American authorities say about it. You can also come to New Hampshire. There is an active movement to convince libertarians to move to New Hampshire. And the thing is, it's hard to do from outside the country.
Yep,
and that's
it's
one
hard.
Of the reasons I have an issue with immigration laws. I need as much backup as I can get to fight for liberty.
You need a microscope everywhere, and that's the whole reason that the migration movement to New Hampshire exists, is because you're not going to be effective. You're not going to achieve anything if you're alone and spread out in the world, libertarians in general, and you got to move to be around other people who are like-minded.
One small area, maybe.
Maybe.
And if we can do that,
maybe,
then the world can actually see what it looks like when people do what we're talking about. And then there will be a reckoning, because we don't know what it looks like either.
Yeah, at least there's a chance.
There's no better plan. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I would love to hear it if there is, but no one has ever proposed one.
No.
Thank you, your favorite Canadian, for the call and your thoughts tonight. Good luck with the homeschooling project and finding more like-minded folks. Man, it is hard.
He pretty much is my favorite Canadian.
Right. I don't know. I like the Prince of Pot and his wife. They're pretty cool.
They rock. Emery.
Mark Emery and Jody. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge has postponed the decision on whether a 17-year-old should be returned to Wisconsin to face charges in the killing of two people on the streets of Kenosha during unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The Illinois judge granted Kyle Rittenhouse's request to delay the extradition hearing to September 25th during a brief hearing that was streamed online. Rittenhouse, who is being held, did not appear. The gains keep piling up on Wall Street, and the S&P 500 rallied again to close out its fifth straight winning week. The benchmark index rose 23.46 to 3508, setting another record high and several more superlatives. It was the seventh straight day of gains for the index. It also capped a 3.3% rally for the week to cement its longest weekly winning streak since December, before coronavirus swept the world and sent economies tumbling into recession. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has seized three websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we certainly live in interesting times and frustrating times as well.
Isn't that an ancient Chinese curse?
I think it is.
And an interesting time.
Apparently somebody cursed us because we are living in very interesting times. But there are some good things that are going on out there besides all the insanity about the COVID nonsense.
The other Chinese curse?
That's what Trump kept calling it, the Chinese virus, last night during his speech. Bitcoin.com.
Chinese?
Well, we don't know that. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com. It's actually been around for more than a year now, and it's where people buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And it's local.bitcoin.com, so you can go over there and do that. If you're brand new to Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then just go to bitcoin.com, and you can go to the Get Started section there and get started on your journey down into the world of cryptocurrency. We just got the waitress at the local Fun Noodle place here in town today, Fakin Great, which is a wonderful little spot. Nobody, you and I were there, and we turned the waitress on to crypto, got her set up with a crypto wallet.
Oh, nice.
And so it's always cool.
You know, I was thinking that was another waitress at Thirsty Owl.
Oh, I didn't put a note in for which,
okay, so I'm thinking the note. So I thought the note that was for Yeah, for Thirsty Owl, but you're saying there wasn't a note for the other.
You're referring to. I know, I have to explain this.
Sorry, guys.
You're referring to a system that we have here in town that we sort of collaborate on helping bring businesses on board with cryptocurrency. And I put a little note in the file for Fucking Great that we've gotten this lady on board. But for whatever reason, the robot that puts the message in the forum that we, or the chat room that we have, it stopped mentioning where these notes are being placed.
Right.
So you didn't know that it was Fucking Great.
It didn't say it.
Yeah, that's, you know, it didn't say.
Yeah, I thought I noticed something was weird about it.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So yep. We'll get into the Darknet marketplace, the Empire market that has closed, or is it a takedown, or is it an exit scam? We can talk about all those things coming up here in moments. But first, let's go to David in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David. David?
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hey, listen, as I listen, I study seven decades on Earth here, a couple times in the air on airplanes, but on Earth generally, the complexity of the things. You talked in the last segment about law. Who should be relieved? Who the laws are so stacked? Federal law, state laws, township ordinances and city laws.
Yeah, you read them all, right?
Oh, God, yes. And William Barr, I teach him. All kidding aside.
William Barr is the attorney general, right?
States attorney, general attorney.
Yeah, the top cop.
General attorneys all.
Yep.
But the complexity of things. I'm a freedom-loving person, man. Mm-hmm. Signed my oath, put my hand up twice, United States Marine Corps, and also in the state of Michigan, highly certified, actually the Michigan State Police Fire Division.
Okay. What are you driving at here? I'm not really sure what your point is.
I love our country. I love our country. Yet, and I've asked you guys this before, what part of freedom is free? Is it violence? Do we have to shoot each other?
I don't understand the question.
There's not really a question.
Well, it sounds like the question is more or less, can we be free without having constant conflict between us?
That's right.
That's what I have a desire for. So
the answer is yes.
I can. I believe we can.
And the answer is the only way it's going to happen. And thank you, David, for your call and your thoughts tonight. Is for people to embrace the idea of allowing their neighbors to be free. That's the secret. If you want freedom, you have to allow everybody else to be free.
The price of tolerance is tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if you want to be tolerated, you must tolerate people who are different. But at the same time, there's somewhat of a geographical component to that, which means there are people that I can tolerate 10 miles away that I might not want to tolerate, in my living room.
Sure. There's a difference between, toleration, sort of allowing somebody to be who they are. It doesn't mean you have to embrace them fully. It doesn't mean that you have to become them or, appease them, right?
But what you do have to do in general is let them live their life so long as their life is an expression of rightful liberty. And rightful liberty is a concept I take from Thomas Jefferson, who said rightful liberty is unobstructed action according to your will, provided that you do not violate the equal rights
of others. David, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it. Let's get into the darknet here, because we mentioned it earlier tonight. I want to make sure we get to this story, because we've been following we've been following dark web, darknet market sites for almost a decade now. It was 2011 when, and I don't remember what part of 2011, but it was some point in 2011 where the Silk Road went online and changed everything as far as the war on drugs and the drug marketplace is concerned. They went from people having to skulk about in parking lots and back alleys, meeting questionable people.
Meeting people that might kill them.
Yeah. Or vice versa.
Or vice versa, yeah.
Yeah, highly dangerous. Or meeting the police, who also might kill them or lock them in a cage. And so they took this incredibly risky business and dramatically reduced the harm because they put it online. They separated the drug dealers from their customers by distance and anonymity, so people were able to buy the products that they were looking for without ever having to meet the person who was selling it to them.
Right.
And so any kind of drug dealer robberies just ended if they moved onto the dark net because you weren't in the same place with another person.
To be replaced to some extent by fraud. But
very
fraud
little.
Is not the same thing as robbery.
It's different than getting a knife stuck in your back or whatever.
You don't get hurt when you get defrauded.
Yes. And
you can work that into your expense calculation.
And while there certainly is fraud being attempted on darknet markets, by no means is it as common as you would find in the real black market, where frequently you might buy something from a questionable dealer. Turns out it wasn't even what you thought it was. You gave him money, he gave you something, wasn't what you thought you were buying.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. But on the dark net, because of competition, because all these dealers on the dark net are competing with each other, they have an incentive for quality and they have an incentive for lower price.
Because of competition, but because of something else also, which is they have a little bit of accountability there.
Mm-hmm.
In that, just like on eBay,
a reputation.
If you make a bad buy, you let other people know that something happened, something bad happened. And from the numbers, you will recognize in general the good and bad people. Now,
correct.
Somebody can always decide to sell his reputation for what you just gave him. But at least he has to give up his reputation.
You know, that doesn't work very well.
What doesn't?
If you sell your reputation effectively, for a little bit of money, you know, so in other words, you defraud somebody and your reputation goes down, you end up making a lot less money. So it's not like a bright thing
it's
to do.
Short-term thinking.
It is absolutely short-term
thinking. Very few people who've gotten to hundreds of user ratings are going to throw it all away.
Right.
Because they're exactly the people who don't do stupid things.
Yeah. Right. That's how they got to where they are. So the latest in the darknet world, because again, Silk Road's been gone since 2013. This story from Bloomberg.com, Empire Market has been closed for some number of days now. And so, of course, they had a variety of
three
products on there. And it wasn't just drugs. They had things like fake passports, driver's licenses, and even computer hacking tools. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about Empire Market. Is it closed for good? Was it what they call an exit scam? If you want to weigh into the discussion, you can here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. If you don't get in tonight, well, that's okay, because Nobody Tells the Truth is coming up. It's what time true. Are you starting it tonight?
Nobody knows.
Sometime within the next hour.
We'll
start it.
I'm going to try to start it relatively... let's say 10:30, just so we can give a solid number that I can commit.
10:30 Eastern Time. You can follow us on our DLive channel and our Twitch channel, DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. That's where you can go and follow either one of those places, and that's where you'll see the show, Nobody Tells the Truth. It's a video, internet exclusive, so that means you can say words you can't say on the FCC broadcast radio, and there's a good chance
big words coming up.
There's a good chance that'll happen. So we were telling you about the dark net marketplace, which is one of them. There's a variety. Empire Market is now down. Now, I don't know how many years it was up. I feel like it's been around for a couple of years at least, Empire Market.
At least 2 years, maybe three.
And, none of these things last forever. Either they get taken down by law enforcement crackdown, or it's an exit scam, as they call it. Now, what is an exit scam?
An exit scam is...
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to put you asleep.
As I said before, when somebody can liquidate their reputation, an exit scam is when the whole market does that. So a certain number of people will have money stored on the market.
Yes.
That is either an escrow or it's in their wallet on the market, and it's there so they can buy things. And
cryptocurrency. We didn't mention that this uses cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin or Monero or whatever. So what is possible, because you don't know who's operating these, you can't, the only way to have true accountability is to get the government out of the way. So these people can do an exit scam and disappear with the money that's on
Right. The account. And we're talking about millions of dollars. Millions of dollars in a lot of cases.
Millions of dollars, but... you know, they got me for when Empire Market disappeared. They got me for $11 million. No, $11
wow.
worth of.
You're worth a heck of a lot more than I was aware of. nobody.
No, I had $11 worth of Monero right. on there,
but
and
you,
that's how
the,
I leave it when yeah. I'm not buying something.
And it's generally a bad idea to leave money in one of these wallets because you
right.
know at some point it's gonna go down.
Right.
Whether it's because they got taken down by denial of service attacks and they just decide not to come back, which is one of the claims I've heard about this, which I think is BS. While it's true they are constantly under attack from denial of service, that's just an excuse. I think that's an excuse.
Well, the thing is, they were constantly under attack.
But they all were.
And
all of the dark
net
markets.
They all were, but Empire became unable over time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a time when they could provide me with a very satisfactory service 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of time that I found a service in terms of response time to be satisfactory was going down.
At
the end.
Yeah. Bad sign.
And, you know, there is another thing that I noticed that, which was I had a couple of people tell me that they put some money on the market and it disappeared a couple weeks before this. So what they may have been doing is they started harvesting their newcomers and then, you know, maybe moved on to that.
You know,
but.
It's unfortunate, but at
the same time, these markets can't be permanent. They have to move on because sooner or later the police will show up looking for them.
Yeah, and I like the idea that they kind of go away, you know, before the police catch up because then the police don't get that win, you know? Well, I'm not a big fan of them doing an exit scam in the situation where they're actually taking your money. I don't necessarily object to shutting down and, you know, giving people some time to leave.
There was a market that did that. What were they called?
Agora Market.
Yes. Good name.
Yeah, great name. You knew there were libertarians running it because of the name.
Oh, for sure.
Agora means market, so it's a little redundant.
And they practiced what they preached if they shut down.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What they did was, and this was, Agora Market was the first real big one that came after Silk Road.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of the next one. And they lasted a couple years, and then at the end, things got a little hot for them. I think they got a tip or something that the police might have been, you know, coming in, and they said, all right, 3 weeks. You guys have 3 weeks. They put up a notice. Whenever you went to the site, everybody that logged in would be given like a blazing notice. Like, hey, okay, we're going to shut this thing down. You better go ahead and pull your money out because we're shutting it down. And they shut it down when they said they were going to, and they gave every, you know, they exited gracefully. It's the only time it's happened.
And, you know, I wouldn't even object so much to a quick shutdown if that money
was... Sure, but 3 weeks is fair because not everybody's logging in every single week.
So I think there's certain circumstances where it may make sense to shut down quicker and not.
Oh, yeah,
well, if the sheriff's on your heels, you just have to run. You don't have any other choice.
I think optimally, what we would see is that money just ends up going to charities. You know, some set of charities,
maybe.
Or that way the money doesn't, you know, just get wasted or, you know, get pocketed at the same time. And hopefully it undermines, you know, whatever government.
I want to go to the phones.
No, violence is they're trying to do against you.
We got Kirby. He's on the line in Indiana. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
Hey. Pleasure talking to you on Facebook today.
What's up, nobody? I just wanted to comment on how many people I have seen online who are in support of Kyle Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It should not surprise me, buddy.
Kyle Rittenhouse is the young man, 17 years old, who, you know, it's still not clear exactly what happened with the first shooting. Some say it was a self-defensive shoot against a man that was throwing an alleged Molotov cocktail at him. So, Kirby, what are your thoughts about that?
It was not a Molotov cocktail. That much we know. It might have been something heavy in a bag. It might have been something light in a bag. We don't know what it was, but it was not flaming.
It flew like it had some weight to it in the video that I saw.
Yeah, it looks that way to me, but it's hard to tell because...
It wasn't an empty bag, I don't think. But Kirby, what about it?
My thoughts... number one, he was 17. He shouldn't have been there. He wasn't old enough to have the firearm he had. And
this is what you said when you called a couple of nights ago. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but according to the research we did, at least as far as federal law is concerned, there is no prohibition on people under age having a rifle. There is a federal prohibition on having a handgun if you're under the age of 18. But are you saying that it's Wisconsin law that he was violating?
Okay, put it like this. If you know a 17-year-old, take them to a gun store tomorrow and have them try to buy a rifle.
And sure, you can't legally buy it, but you can be gifted.
Yeah, that's not the same thing. You can absolutely...
He can be gifted it, but he still could not legally take it out of the house without an adult who is...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Are you saying that's a Wisconsin law?
That's a federal law.
All right, you're gonna have to give that. You're gonna have to give me that code because I looked it up and I couldn't find that.
I would love to see that code.
And you're a gun person. Am I right on that? You're a believer in firearms.
Yeah, I'm a lover of firearms.
Uh huh. Do you really feel that if this law is on the books, do you really feel that it's within the spirit of the Second Amendment?
Of course it's not.
Because to me, if somebody asked me to enforce that law as governor, I would have to say that's an unconstitutional law.
The Second Amendment doesn't say it excludes minors.
Right.
It's supposed to apply to everybody. Right.
Yeah. Every man.
Everything's... just because you can do a thing doesn't mean you should.
I think you should. If you're 17 years old, you are absolutely able to handle a firearm responsibly.
There's two different things that he's talking about here.
He can't go buy a pack of cigarettes.
He should be able to do that.
He should be able to do that, absolutely.
I'm not going to debate. I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
What I'm arguing is what he can and cannot do per law. He can't even join the military without a parent or guardian signature.
Well, I think young people should be able to do more. I think they should be able to do more. Whatever it is they want to do, they should be able to go out and do it. If they're ready to be an adult, they should take on the responsibilities and whatever the consequences are of making adult choices.
Well, he's about to suffer the consequences for those adult choices.
Maybe
personally,
he is.
I think his mother, who drove him there, should be in jail.
Well, I disagree with you firmly on this one, Kirby. I don't think it would have made a difference. Are you saying you think he would have been better if he were 18?
I think he would have been better if he had used a bit of common sense and stayed home.
Should everyone have stayed home?
Hold on. I think he was out there playing Rambo. I think he was out there because he wanted the excitement.
Maybe.
I didn't get that impression.
But would that be okay?
Does it matter?
Yeah, what if he were 30 and he wanted the excitement? Is that okay?
He'd still be in the same situation.
Yeah, he would. So the age doesn't matter. I'm out of time tonight, Kirby. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. And stay tuned on DLive and twitch.lrn.fm for Nobody Tells the Truth coming up in about a half hour.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.